Cisco by his side, full of Pampa pride. Off he'd waltz our traveling far and wide, from San Diego shores to Flophouse New York floors. Woody Guthrie rolled just like the tide. He sang for the weary, for the broken and the poor, for the worker in the factory and the field, for the broken-hearted man who's had all he could stand. Woody gave him sword and gave him shield.
Where would he be at home across sea, or sitting in a jailhouse all alone, riding rails across the plains, or singing down on Maine? This whole wide world was Mr. Guthrie's home.
A communist, they said, was better dead than red. Some folks found one under every bed. So to make a great impression in the depths of the Depression, Woody sang at union strike sessions. Politicized he was when hiding from the fuzz. He wrote what he saw as his life story, of shops, small farms and towns, of people battered down. You can read about it now in Bound for Glory.
Where would he be at home across the sea, or sitting in a jailhouse all alone, riding rails across the plain, or singing down on Maine? This whole wide world is Mr. Guthrie's home.
Down still young by fate, his legend still grows great in a land that's better off for knowing him. Now playing in that band in God's eternal land, Woody Guthrie's light will never dim. So when you look around and start to feeling down, remember who has walked your road before. With courage, heart and thought, he never once was bought, and we'll sing Woody's songs forevermore.
Where would he be at home across the sea, or sitting in a jailhouse all alone, riding rails across the plains, or singing down on Maine? This whole wide world was Mr. Guthrie's home. Where would he be at home across the sea, or sitting in a jailhouse all alone, riding rails across the plains, or singing down on Maine? This whole wide world was Mr. Guthrie's home. We really mean it. This whole wide world was Mr. Guthrie's home.